KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds in 58. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Friday, May 4th. News sponsored by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Chickasha Monument Company. Some sunshine, few clouds today, but a very nice day with a high about 73. Another huge month for new construction in Chickasha. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old or unused prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes found in several locations in the Grady County area. In Chickasha at Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Also at Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37 in Tuttle. A drop box will soon be located at the Tuttle Police Department. Find other locations close to you at tankasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
April, another multi-million dollar month for new construction in Chickasha. 53 building permits totaling nearly $4.9 million approved through the city's Community Development Department. 35 of those permits for new single-family homes to be built by Lance Wendell Construction. These are all homes valued around $100,000 and all to be built at various locations in the north part of town. City Planner and Building Inspector Gene Winsett said the contractor plans on starting the construction of five homes every couple of weeks. Also on the report, a nearly $1 million project for USA Storage being developed by Bryce Binion. That's going to be out by Jake's Rib. Another commercial project, a $100,000 upgrade for the strip mall next to Brant's Ace Hardware, where owner Jack Weaver is putting on a new facade. One other commercial project, a $45,000 remodel of one of the stores in the Southland Shopping Center, where a current finance company will be relocating. The $4.9 million in new construction, the best month of 2018, slightly better than March, which was $4.7 million. For the first 4 months of the year, new construction in Chickasha, nearly $16 million. Grady County Emergency Management officials say two tornadoes may have touched down in the storms that came through Wednesday night. Emergency Management Director Dale Thompson said they are awaiting official word from the National Weather Service. Thompson said that Weather Service radar indicated possible tornadoes near Chickasha and Amber, also west of Rush Springs. Thompson said an RV was destroyed 4 miles north of Chickasha, the same storm blamed on damage at a couple of homes in Amber. Another storm destroyed an unoccupied mobile home and damaged several homes about 4 miles west of Rush Springs. A Caddo County man accused of calling in bomb threats to a hospital and two schools. Officials in Lawton have issued an arrest warrant for 18-year-old Keelan Ray Landers of Carnegie for making bomb threats at two Lawton schools. Landers already in custody in Weatherford in connection with a bomb threat made to a hospital there. KSWO-TV cites court records that allege Landers and a friend were smoking meth when they thought it might be a joke to call in the threats, all of which occurred on the same day in February. Weatherford police arrested Landers after investigators say they traced the hospital bomb threat to Landers' cell phone. Landers facing felony charges of making bomb threats and conspiracy. Cool News Time, 7:05. More news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Each week throughout the school year, we feature the work of a student or individual that deserves some recognition. Our Dennis Lynam has his weekly feature.
Our Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week is Bill Wallace Early Childhood Center instructor Jan Bowen. Jan has been in our district since 2002, working with multiple elementary levels in reading sufficiency and becoming a full-time teacher in 2003 at the original Bill Wallace School. Principal Trissa Meek says, since then,
she has been working in the Chickasha School District. She's taught kindergarten and pre-K, and that is her joy. Her love is Bill Wallace, and she takes it one student at a time, and they are always her children when they leave her class. She's a go-getter. It doesn't matter whether we're in school, out of school, summer, she will see that the job is done. I appreciate Jan very much.
Jan attended the University of Arizona and our home USAO. If you see Jan Bowen today, thank her for her service and being selected as Chickasha's Academic Person of the Week.
Thanks, Dennis, and you can see a photo of Jan on our website and Facebook page. With the school year winding down, a number of longtime Chickasha school employees, as well as the District Teacher and Support Employee of the Year, all recognized at the district's end-of-year reception. Veteran teachers Gary Sampson and Mary Jeffries are retiring and were noted for their many years of service. Sampson, a 40-year teacher, has taught physical education at Grand School, also spent many years as the high school track coach. Jeffries has taught language arts for 35 years at Lincoln. Michael Voiles, language arts teacher at the middle school, recognized as District Teacher of the Year. And Roberta Greenway, who spent 48 years with the district as a teacher and support employee, was named Support Employee of the Year. She's the in-school remediation instructor at the middle school. Principal of the Year award shared by two administrators, Rhonda Snow at the high school and Dr. R.P. Ashanti Alexander at Lincoln School. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $68.43 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $73.62. Natural gas lower to $2.72 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,309. Silver, $16.42. Obituaries today include 65-year-old Philip Powell of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Bible Baptist Church. Arrangements with Ferguson Funeral Home. And funeral for 88-year-old Jay Ratliff Jr. of Blanchard will be at 1 o'clock next Tuesday afternoon at Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for mostly cloudy skies today, but we'll have sunshine and really a nice day overall, high about 73. Right now some clouds and 58. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923, we have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
In sports, the AMPO Panthers outdueled Fort Cobb-Broxton in the opening round of the Class A State Baseball Tournament late last night. The Panthers won 10-5 in the last of four games played at DeLisi Park in Oklahoma City. AMPO goes on to face number one-ranked Tushka in the semifinals at 2:30 this afternoon, also at DeLisi Park. The winner moves into the title game tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Fort Cobb-Broxton ends the year with a 25-8 record. The Fletcher Wildcats drop their opener in the Class A State Tournament to Roth 13-3. Fletcher finishes the year with a 26-8 record. The third-ranked USAO softball team avoids an early upset in the Sooner Athletic Conference Tournament, striking for three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to rally for a 6-5 walk-off win over Bacon last night. All three runs scored after two outs, with the game-tying and game-winning runs being scored on an errant throw. The teams combined to score eight runs over the last two innings, with the lead changing three times during the course of the contest. Bay Cone had taken a 5-3 lead with a two-run homer in the top of the seventh. Jordan Dethridge gets the win in relief of Emily Cerny. Cerny tossed five innings of one-run, three-hit ball with eight strikeouts. Dethridge surrendered four runs on two hits in her two innings of work. In the earlier contest at the Sooner Athletic Conference softball tournament at USAO last night, number 3 seed Texas Wesleyan defeated number 6 seed Panhandle State 7-4. Now there's going to be four softball games at USAO today. Bay Cone and Texas Wesleyan will get things started at 11 o'clock. USAO will play Panhandle State at 1, and then Panhandle State and Bay Cone play at 3, and then number 2 seed USAO and number 3 seed Texas Wesleyan play at 5. Now the winner of the USAO pool will advance to the tournament title game tomorrow that'll be played at Oklahoma City University. The 8th-ranked USAO baseball team opens play in their Sooner Athletic Conference tournament today, and also the USAO a host site. There are three games today. Number 2 seed USAO will play number 7 seed Bay Cone at 11. Then number 3 seed Texas Wesleyan will face number 6 Panhandle State at 2:30. The losers of the first two games will play at 6. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning all brought to you by Chickasha Monument Company, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Red Rock Behavioral Health Services.